Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning, Stacey Moody.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I've missed you.
I know. It feels like I haven't been here for like, I don't know, a decade.
I know. Damn your other job.
Seriously.
Taking you away from us.
'Tis the season.
I almost have like full self-esteem again.
Oh, well, we can't have that.
I know. Don't worry. I told Dustin it would probably be gone by the end of the show.
I hope so.
I was like, well, Stacey's just mean to me. He's like, you deserve it.
It's true.
Well, first off, can I start out by being mean to you?
Of course.
Okay. Put a pin in that.
Great.
You know, with our giveaways, we rarely do them this early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that sucks. If it's 6 o'clock in the morning and you're driving around, you should be able to have a chance to win something cool too. Well, all week we're giving out these JBL Reflect Flow headphones valued at $150. They're wireless, waterproof, long-lasting battery, and they have that awesome sound because they're JBL. Mm-hmm. So today I would like to give them away, but you get to pick the caller. This is how you pick the caller, though.
Oh, God.
I want you to say the tongue twister, which is JBL Reflect Flow headphones, and then however many times it takes for you to screw it up, that's what caller we're going to give these headphones to. Yeah, so 576-7965. Call in right now because Stacey's going to give us a number of somebody to call in because it's hard to say. It's a tongue twister.
Is, yeah.
JBL Reflect Flow headphones. JBL Reflect Flow headphones. Ready, Stace?
Okay.
All right, 576-7965. Give a call in right now. Yes, we are giving something out this early in the morning. It's a pair of these badass JBL Reflect Flow headphones. And Stacey is going to pick the caller number right now.
JBL Reflect Fa.
Wow, caller one.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
God damn it. That is...
Hello, Fast Fingers. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. That's weird now that it's a guy. You are caller number one. Can you say JBL Reflect Flow headphones?
JBL Reflect Flow headphones?
Yeah, Stacey, why is it so hard?
It's a lot harder than you think.
My friend, what are you doing up this early?
Driving to work.
Okay, where do you work?
A Metropolitan Community College.
Awesome. Are you a professor?
No, not at all.
Okay. Janitor?
In facilities.
Got it.
Go.
Exotic dancer. Got it. Yes. Yeah. Well, I'd love to give you these headphones. What is your name, my friend?
Derek,
these are your JBL Reflect Flow headphones. Merry Christmas from Stacey Moody.
Music, world, local, and unofficial holiday. We're digging deep into history because we're all a bunch of nerds and bringing you On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and Friends.
Oh, Stacey, 100 years ago, it was cold.
Yeah?
Like 10 degrees.
Oh, that's nothing.
Well,
I thought you were going to say like negative, like 30 degrees.
Well, here's the thing. There's still that miner strike.
Oh, okay.
And coal helps produce electricity. So it's so bad 100 years ago that yesterday, 320 Kansas Cityans volunteered to work in the coal mines. People that have never done that before.
Oh, yikes. Okay.
We're like, all right, I guess we got to do this because they're on strike and we need electricity. So 320, yeah, Kansas Cityans went into the coal mines 100 years ago. How did it go? I will let you know.
Thank God.
I'll let you know when we get to the front page of the Kansas City Star 100 years ago. But first, as we started out with music, I'm just going to go ahead and say that this is not a lot of things happen in history today.
No, I've not much happening on December 4th.
Never seen it this bleak.
Yeah, this is short.
Sure is. So, in the year 2014, on this day in 2014, ASCAP. That's the name. That's their name.
ASCAP.
It is. ASCAP. Association of... Anyway, ASCAP lists its top holiday songs of the century, with this one coming in at number one. Yes.
I'm, I'm very shocked it's not the Mariah Carey song.
Oh my God, you're right.
Right?
I mean, that's the one that's in our hearts.
Oh, right, right. You're right.
I saw this meme yesterday. It was a woman bringing her car into the mechanics, and she said, my car's making this weird noise. And the mechanic goes, take the Mariah Carey Christmas CD out. On this day in 1969, Jay-Z was born. Yes, that is how bleak the music history is today that we're reporting that.
Ooh.
On this day in 1954, the Cordettes' Mr. Sandman hits number one in America. Do you know this song?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, can we sing a little bit of it?
Mr. Sandman.
But the like first part.
Oh, no.
All right, I got the Golden Girls singing it for you.
Oh. After my boom comes your boom, and then yours until we're all booming. Boom, 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 Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Boom, 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 boom.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Boom, 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 boom.
That's Dorothy with her deep ass voice. Boom, 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 boom. On this day in 1954, the Cordettes' Mr. Sandman hits number one in America. Moving on to regular news, and again, bleak-ass day in news.
Yeah.
On this day in 2017, the Thomas Fires Start will become the largest wildfires in California's history, burning 440 square miles in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties.
On December 4th, 2017, the Thomas Fire began, quickly making its way to Santa Barbara County, forcing thousands of people in its path to evacuate.
You can see where it burned all the way from Ventura County, all the way over here to Gibraltar Road, which is 11 miles into the county.
Yeah. So I lived out there when that happened.
Yeah.
And my cousin lived in Ventura. When the fires were at their worst, the only way my cousin could get to me in LA from Ventura was the water, because there was a whole line of fire that went all around the city.
Oh my God.
It was so bad. There was no way to drive through it because it was all fire. Awful.
Ugh.
Awful. On this day in 2001, speaking of awful, O.J. Simpson, his home in Florida was raided by the FBI, who thought he was possibly drug trafficking. All they took were some satellite equipment, and no drugs were found.
Shame.
Guess the glove didn't fit? Nope. Yep. Nope. Yep. Nope. 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 On this day in 2000, again, this is how little history happened that we are once again reporting on O.J. Simpson. On this day in 2000, O.J. Simpson was involved in an incident where another motorist in Miami, he was accused of scratching the other motorist's face while trying to pull off his glasses.
December 4th is not O.J. Simpson's day.
No. He needs to sit at home and think about what he's done. On this day in 1991, Pan American World Airways ceases to operate after 64 years. Did you ever fly Pan Am?
I don't think so.
Really?
I do Southwest. It's cheap.
To my girl, Stacey Moody. There was a TV show in 2012.
I know. Christina Ricci was in it?
Yeah, here's a clip from the trailer.
Do you not want to get married? You need to decide, because this is your life.
I want to see the world. I'll become a Pan Am stewardess.
Upon boarding, passengers are greeted by the international beauty and grace known as the Pan Am stewardess.
Are you wearing your girdle?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, congratulations.
You're on the cover of Life magazine.
With a face like that, you'll find a husband in a couple of months.
I'm not looking for a husband.
I hope not. You're famous now.
That's a shame. I liked that show. They only made 14 episodes.
That's it?
Yeah, 14 episodes.
A full season?
It was one full season, and that was it. The show got canceled from ABC. The reason is said to be because they wanted something really big, because that show was supposed to replace Desperate Housewives.
Oh.
You're not going to get Desperate Housewives ratings with a show that just started.
Sweet. But
they canceled it by, they had the idea of pulling the plug by the fifth episode, which is a shame because it was a cool, cute show.
And now we have Last Man Standing, so thank God for that.
Okay, Stacey Moody. On this day in 1969, President Richard Nixon views, quote, simulated acid trip films and listens to rock music in order to comprehend the generation gap. That is the most boomer thing I think I've ever heard.
What?
Right. Have you ever seen those videos from the 50s of housewives taking LSD and then explaining it? There's a little clip from it if you haven't heard them.
It's here. Can't you feel it? This whole room. Everything is in color, and I can feel the air. I can see it. I can see all the molecules.
Absolutely. That is what it's like. Except for the last time I did it, I found the portal to hell and I stopped doing it.
Until you find the portal to hell, LSD is great.
I mean, you see everything differently. It's great. But yeah, when you have a bad trip, you're just like, get me out of this. awful. Obviously, you've never done LSD before.
I have not, no.
I couldn't imagine.
Oh, God. Yeah, I'm afraid to know what I would see.
And on this day in 1954, the first Burger King opened in Miami, Florida. Here's an old commercial. Listen to them just like do cocaine and sing. Listen, that's what I think.
Take the drive to Burger King, home of the Whopper. The burgers are bigger at Burger King.
The bigger, the burger, the burgers are bigger at Burger King. The bigger the burger, the better the burger, the burgers are bigger at Burger King.
Whoa.
Right.
Now?
Drugs.
Because of drugs.
Yep.
There are now 13,000 Burger Kings in the world.
Wow. Have you been to all of them yet?
I'm on my way. I think I got like 10 left.
You eating the tacos there?
Yeah.
Every single one.
Oh my God. The tacos.
I know, girl. The minute that I wrote this down, I was like, Stacey's going to have something to say about tacos.
Of course.
All right, and in local news, front page of the Kansas City Star 100 years ago. Like I said before, the miners are on strike for weeks now. They want more money. They're being treated like crap. I mean, you're working in a mine. Sounds like hell. But because the miners are on strike, it creates a coal emergency all over the United States, including here in Kansas City. Coal is needed for electricity. So everything that's shut down in the city, everything shut down that isn't essential in the city. That was yesterday and the day before, 100 years ago, front page of the Kansas City Star. Yesterday, 320 Kansas Cityans literally volunteered to go work in the coal mines.
Good for them.
That was...
Scabbers, though.
What?
Scabbers.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah, when you cross the picket line,
oh,
you're scabbers.
Well, here's the thing.
But this one, I think, is a little bit more understanding.
Yeah. There was a little thing in the newspaper today, 100 years ago today, that said that the letters to Santa are now saying, can we just have coal? Because we're so cold.
Dear Santa, bring me heat.
Yeah, coal. Can I have coal?
Yeah.
Put coal in my stocking. I'm like, all right, is that where it came from? The answer is no, by the way. But, so these 320 Kansas Cityans put their pants on and decide, I'm going to be a miner today because we need it. And that's what Kansas City does when the city needs something. Bad weather today is a great hindrance. This is how their first day of working in a coal mine. These people that have never done it before, 100 years ago, front page of the Kansas City Star. This is how these were their work conditions. Quote, a rain which froze as it fell formed a thick coat of ice covering everything. That's what greeted the volunteer miners in the coal pits. Ugh. The men went into the ice-coated pits around 8 o'clock and began to load in. The ice makes operations very difficult, if not only for extreme discomforts, but it hampers the machinery and makes the track so slippery that cars cannot be hoisted without great difficulty. At the end of their first shift, volunteer miners were quoted to say, "Nothing is gonna stop us."
Wow.
Nothing.
Nothing.
That sounds like hell.
Not even, you know, dangerous, life-threatening things to do.
Yeah, because we need coal. And so
I think I'd just call it a day. Like, you know what? I'm good. I'm just going to freeze to death now. It seems like a lot of work.
You wouldn't go in the coal mine if this happens
now?
What? See, that's the difference between now and then. Back then, people they felt like they had to do their duty. I mean, even I learned that with donating blood. Like, back in the day, our parents and our grandparents were like, this is our duty because we got to do this. And now we're just these existential kids that have depression.
Yeah.
That don't want to do anything.
I've lived long enough. I can freeze to death.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You would be actually, you'd be the ideal person. You love it cold.
I do.
It sounds like you're heaven.
Yeah, I just cover up in a bunch of blankets. I'm good.
And mine for coal. This coal miner strike does end in a little bit, in about a week. So we'll finally find out what's going on. Well, it's history. It happened 100 years ago today. But we've got the unofficial holiday. Stacey Moody, can you tell us about those?
Oh, this one sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Cookie day.
Oh,
yum.
I did it all for the...
Okay, cookie?
Yeah.
Yep, that's
stick
definitely
it up
what
your...
Yay.
Stick it up your...
It's also dice day.
You can also stick that up your... Yeah.
Nope. Getting a real weird look into your sexual preferences over here. Wear brown shoes day. I'm wearing maroon. Does that count?
Nope.
Damn. And cheetah day.
Watch the gazelle as he grazes through the open plain. And the cheetah Watch as he stalks his prey.
Now, I can't handle it.
The gazelle is spooked. He could head north to the mountainous peaks above, or he could go south, way down under. Tune in next week to find out what happens.
You never know when that info will come in handy. Like maybe for your pub quiz night. That was On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and friends on The Buzz.
We usually don't talk here because this day in history goes so long, but damn, it just, nothing happened in history today, really, except for 320 amazing Kansas Cityans 100 years ago decided that if no one was going to give them coal, they were going to go do it themselves.
That's right.
Very
people
different.
Way better than me.
I would go in there. You'd have to anyway. It's like the draft. I think you'd get in trouble if you didn't.
Oh, okay.
But, Stace, you were talking about getting a cool order.
Yeah.
Today.
Target came through. Got my order from my Black Friday order.
Mm-hmm.
They had a really, really, really good deal on bras. And so I took advantage. And the box for these bras was actually quite large.
Well, hold on. I got some songs, some music for you. Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. As we talk about your humps. Oh, damn. This is supposed to be the karaoke version. Damn.
Oh,
all
no.
Right. Anyway, back to your humps.
My humps are well protected now for a while because I ordered 16 bras. 16. Because they were half off. Half off.
There's 14 days in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Are you one of those people that packs like 100 underwear when you go on vacation and stuff? Same with bras?
I definitely double it up okay. In case I poop my pants.
Of course, yes. That's what happens when you go on vacation.
Yeah.
You bought 16 bras?
16. Because
16 bras?
They came in a two-pack, and that two-pack was half off. So it made the bras $5 each.
Right. So,
$5 bras.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
You bought them online, obviously.
Yes.
So I was imagining that they came in a 16-pack, but no, they came in two packs. So you had to manually scroll down through, I want one pack of these. I want two packs of these. I want eight packs of bras.
Heck yeah, I did.
Do you have a bra problem? Are you okay?
No.
What's going on here?
You know how expensive, well, we buy different bras.
Yes.
But either way, our bras are expensive.
Yeah.
So when they have a sale.
You buy 16.
I buy 16. So many of that's a hot okay, $160 worth of bras for $80. That's amazing.
You scrolled down to I need eight of these.
Yes.
What do you think the people that were packing the box were thinking?
Oh, this box was so big. It was so
and
big.
And it was filled with bras.
It was filled with bras.
You think that they're packing it and they're like, oh my god, I never want to see this like, 16 boobed monster.
Jordan Silver on the Buzz.
So Stacey.
Jordan.
Let's talk about something.
What do you want to talk about?
You start.
Huh.
We just did this thing off air, BuzzFam, where I was like, all right, we got to talk here, but there's so many other things I want to talk about, but save, so I have no idea what to talk about here. She goes, we're going on in 20 seconds? I'm like, yep. Here we are.
With nothing to talk about. So let's talk about having nothing to talk about.
Or the news. We could front sell the news.
Stuff happened, and we're going to talk about it later. And
this is why I took you off news.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff.
There are many reasons why you took me off news.
Oh, yeah, stuff happened. It's your mom's birthday.
Oh, my God, it's my mom's birthday.
Oh, my God. You know what we should do? We gotta.
Yes, yes.
For your mom. What's your mom's name? Do a shout out while I look for it.
All right, Mama Moody. Mm-hmm. Happy 27th birthday. You are just the coolest. And this song I'm dedicating to you, happy birthday. Is that good?
It says in our show notes that at one point you used to bite your mom's nipple. What's that story?
So when, this was it like 2 years ago.
Oh, damn, I don't care. We'll play your damn song. Happy birthday, Mama Moody.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Spotify revealed the most streamed artists and songs of the decade.
Deer Hunter?
Deer Hunter. I wish.
Taylor Swift, Lizzo.
Nope.
Really?
Yeah, I know. Top five most streamed artists of 2010s. Eminem, Ariana Grande, Post Malone, Ed Sheeran and Drake as the number one artist. Most streamed songs of the 2010s, Spotify, Ed Sheeran's Shape of You, Drake, One Dance, Post Malone, Rockstar, Chainsmokers, Closer, Ed Sheeran, Thinking Out Loud.
I know one of those songs.
Which one?
I don't remember.
Rockstar.
The Ed Sheeran one.
Okay. Yeah. The most streamed artist of 2019, number two is Billie Eilish. Post Malone is number one.
What?
And the most streamed song of 2019, Billie Eilish's Bad Guy is number two.
What is happening?
I don't know.
Weird.
I know. Yeah, I find it interesting that Post Malone's only been around for a couple of years, but yet is in the top streamed artist of an entire decade worth of charts. Yeah. If you have somebody on your Christmas list that's a huge Chiefs fan, today is the absolute last day that you can buy Arrowhead seats from the stadium and have them delivered by Christmas. Mm-hmm. Seats are between $200 and $400.
Not bad.
Damn, really?
I'm not going to buy one, but that's not bad for a Chiefs seat.
Really? It's just a hunk of plastic. Have you sat in the Chiefs seats? I did for the first time this past weekend. Uh-huh. Those are not $200 to $400 seats. I don't care. Anyway, you can get them at arrowheadseatsale.com. And again, this is the last day that you can get them before Christmas so that they're under the tree. And how do you wrap something like that?
Right.
Guess what I got you?
Put a bow on it.
I don't know, a dog? Oh, speaking of dogs, in England, there was this dog that was home alone, and somehow it jumped up and turned on the microwave and started a fire. How did it start a fire? Because the owner of the house had stored bread in the microwave.
Is that a thing?
In England, maybe. I don't know.
Huh.
The owner saw smoke on her security camera while she was away. Everything was fine. Firefighters made sure that the dog was okay. But firefighters literally tweeted, "Don't store stuff in your microwave, you idiot."
Follow the show. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. Jordan with an I.
You've met my dad.
I have.
Stace. Which is crazy because most people haven't.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. He's not. He was usually working.
Oh, right.
So anytime, you know, it'd be my mom that would come visit and people would meet my mom. But when you meet my dad, you're like, oh, I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
There's something about meeting that man where you're just like, that makes sense. We're just very much alike. He is an absolute wizard when it comes to gift giving.
Oh, okay.
And I'm really worried about what he got me for Christmas. A couple years ago. For my birthday, I got to the point where they're like, what do you want? And I'm like, I don't know. Just give me like a family heirloom or something.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need anything, but the sentimental value is something that, you know, can't be.
Sure.
Beat. And so my dad's like, there's something I've been wanting to get you for a really, 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 really long time. And I think now is the perfect time to get it. So I get this thing in the mail. And my dad had sent out to some other country and had a bobblehead made of me.
Oh, yeah.
You know the bobblehead?
Yes. That is amazing.
The t-shirt says Taylor Swift. It's like, it looks just like
it
me.
It does. It does. I've seen this photo.
But my dad said that what he got for Christmas is going to top that. And I don't know what could that even be? What could that even be? The bobblehead was the greatest thing. I put it on Instagram, and then I went to my job at the time, and they stopped a meeting in the middle of Apple Music in California, in LA, to talk about the bobblehead. They're like, hold on, London, hold on. Jordan, your dad got you a bobblehead made of you? So,
I don't know, is it a yacht, maybe? Like,
no. I don't know what he's going to do, but it's... Apparently, it's on its way right now.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
I have to wait, obviously. Because I do.
You can't open it until Christmas?
I absolutely wait. Christmas, birthdays, I always wait for the day. Are you one of those people that opens up presents like when you get them?
I am so bad at even waiting to give gifts.
It's called self-control, Stace.
Yeah, I don't have that.
Jordan Silver on the bus.
Stace, what are some things that you do to keep your brain sharp? Because it's a muscle. You got to work it. If you're not working it, you lose it. Come on, girl. Really? You don't do anything to...
No.
Wow.
Have you met me?
Yeah, but I don't know. I figured maybe there was even some dumb Juul app that you play on your phone to keep your brain going.
Well, I do a word game on my phone every now and then when I'm on the pooper, but that's about it.
Cool, girl.
That is the extent of my brain workout.
Okay.
As you can tell.
All right, girl. I like to do puzzles.
Yeah.
Write. Work on music stuff. And just keep the brain sharp. Watch documentaries all the time.
Sure.
But I found this logic quiz. And I'd like for us to take it.
Oh, God.
Logic.
Okay, great.
It's logic. It'll be simple. It's logic.
Okay.
How did you do on your SATs?
Yeah, I didn't take my SATs. I didn't go to a college that required it.
Did they require a heartbeat?
Barely.
Okay.
They just required you paying them, and that's about it.
Right. In the end, that's kind of what they're all like.
True.
Looking at you, Aunt Becky.
Oh.
Felicity Huffman.
Burn.
Actually, I didn't do well on my SATs.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't care. I didn't want to do it. I didn't need a test to tell me that I am smart.
What'd you get? Like 1,000 or something?
Like 150?
Like 150?
Yeah. I got one of the worst scores of all time on my SATs. I didn't want to do it.
Don't you get a certain amount of points just for showing up and putting your name on the thing?
Spelled my name wrong.
Shut your mouth. Seriously.
Yes. I don't want to be there. I didn't want to do it. I don't need a test telling me that I'm smarter than I'm not. I feel like I should be in this generation right now. They're trying to get rid of that SAT test. Screw it.
Wow.
Look at what I became.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
A lonely cat lady who is a radio DJ
mm-hmm.
at almost 40. Do your SATs, kids.
Please spell your name right.
Yes. But I watch documentaries. I put together this whole On This Day in History thing. You know, I try to keep my brain sharp.
Yeah. Okay.
I make a puzzle like every day to keep my brain going. Ah. So I actually think I'm going to do pretty well on this logic test.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You want to put a bet on it?
Yeah, actually, let's do this. How many you get wrong?
How many I get wrong on this logic test?
Actually, how many you get right? Let's do this. How many you get right?
Yeah, because there's going to be less of that.
Right. We'll give out a pair of Winterfest tickets per answer you get right on this logic test.
Oh, okay.
That we're doing. That's a logic test, so let's do it off air and then just compare the answers.
Sure, okay.
On air, so you're probably going to need some time, huh, Stace?
God, I'm going to be so exhausted after this. My brain is going to be fried.
This is the longest song. Well, not like super
Do we have like
long.
A 25-minute song?
No, we got a 4-minute song. This is what in radio we call the pooping song.
Pooping song.
When you got to
awesome.
Do that.
Sure.
And you still have to be live. You put this one on because it's longer. But we're going to take our logic test, come back, and depending on how many you get right, Stacey, we're going to give out that many pairs of tickets to Winterfest at Worlds of Fun.
Awesome. Let's do it.
All coming up next. A logic quiz for Winterfest tickets with Stacey Moody. That is what we are doing today. We took the quiz while we were off air.
Mm-hmm.
5 questions. Not that. These weren't hard
at
all.
It wasn't bad, no.
Super easy. Super easy.
That was kind of fun, actually.
Really? Oh, good.
Yeah,
I'm glad you had fun. Well, we'll see what you answer. See how many you get right.
Sorry, Buzz family. No one's going to Winterfest.
Depending on how many Stacey Moody gets right, we will give out pairs of passes to Winterfest. So 5 questions. There's 5 pairs up for grabs. Kind of wondering if anybody's going to win them, but
probably not.
Can I have your answers?
You sure can.
Okay, cool.
Are.
All right, so I took the quiz for fun because I don't need to take this, but some music going on in here. So the very first question of our logic quiz, what word in the dictionary is always spelled incorrectly? I put restaurant.
Seriously?
What did you put?
Incorrectly. What word in the dictionary is always spelled incorrectly? Incorrectly.
And you're right. Damn it.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa.
All right. Well.
Really?
Okay. Anyway, Question number two. This one's got math in it, so. All right,
yeah,
Stacey Moody. You're running a marathon, and you just passed the person who was in second place. What place are you in now? First. Duh.
No.
First.
No.
You passed the person who was in second place. You're first now.
No, you just passed second, so now you're in second. If you passed first, you would have been in first place, but you passed second, so now you're in second place. Right?
God damn it.
Shut up! Did I get this?
Yes, of course.
Did I get two right?
You got two right. How are you... Anyway.
Jordan, I think Okay.
All right. How about this one? Okay, in what month? This is a logic quiz Stacey and I are doing for, well, Stacey was doing for Worlds of Fun Winterfest passes. In what month do people get the least sleep?
Jordan, now think about it.
Yeah, June, because of the sunlight. You know what? Less hours, less sleep.
That's up to sunlight.
Yeah, because the sun is out longer. The sun's out longer, so people aren't sleeping as long. That makes sense. It gets dark later, and the sun rises early. What did you put?
Well, maybe you're right, but I put February because it's the shortest month. So, what's the right answer?
God damn it, Stacey. What is going on here? Come on.
Did we swap brains?
I don't
Seriously.
Know. Why am I having trouble with this?
Jordan, June.
June,
because
sunlight.
Of the sun.
February. In what month do people get the least amount of sleep? February, because it has the shortest number of days.
Told you. The
How sunlight. Much dirt is there in a hole that's 3 feet wide, 4 feet long, and 5 feet deep? I just wrote down the number 23.
Did you do any math or did you just pick a number?
I'm having trouble with this one.
Okay.
Three feet wide, four feet long, 5 feet deep.
Okay, let's walk through this.
Yep.
Right? How much dirt is there in a hole that's that size? A hole.
23.
A hole. What's a hole? A hole is empty,
oh, son
right?
Of a bitch. So the answer is none? The answer is what you put?
The answer is none. Oh my God, I love this quiz. This is the best day ever. Jordan.
So far, we're giving out four pairs of passes to Worlds of Fun Winter
okay.
Fest.
Oh God, what
okay,
is
hold
this?
On, hold on. Something's wrong here.
We have one more question. Do you think that you got it right? You had to have gotten one of these right. How?
Well, no, because
Jordan.
All right, the last question from our logic quiz that we took off air. What has a head and tail, but no body?
This was a tricky one. I'll give you that.
Yeah. I thought this was really interesting that somehow this BuzzFeed quiz knew that I was talking about the narwhal dog in Jackson, Missouri in the 8 o'clock news. That's what I put for my answer. What has a head and tail, but no, it's got a tail sticking out of in between its eyes. Have you seen it? That's why they call it the narwhal dog. What has a head and tail and no body?
Question.
What? Is this a, what?
Does the dog have a body?
But the tail is on the dog's head.
Does it?
Have you seen this dog? And again, I'm talking about it in the 8 o'clock news. What has a head and tail and no body? I'm sorry, the narwhal dog from Jackson, Missouri. That I'm talking about in the 8 o'clock news.
Well, I put a coin, heads, tails, on a...
Let's see who's right.
Wow, dude.
I feel like...
Jordan.
Yeah. Your answer, mine was that narwhal dog, and yours is a coin. What has head and tails, has a head and a tail, but no body, and your answer is...
A coin.
Damn it, you're right.
I have no words right now. Jordan.
How many? I mean, you got all five of those right?
Somehow.
Wow. I make puzzles all day. I watch documentaries all day. I know what the Shroud of Turin is. Do you?
I don't know what that is, but I do know what has a head and a tail and no body.
The narwhal dog that I'm talking about in the 8 o'clock news. I get a point for that one.
You absolutely do not.
These are trick questions.
When you wrote down a restaurant, did you spell it right?
I don't know. Spell it out loud.
I don't wanna.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five pairs.
You get Winterfest tickets.
Yeah.
You get Winterfest tickets.
You got them right.
You're welcome.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Stacey.
Jordan.
What has a head and a tail but no body?
Narwhal.
Yes, the Beagle Mix narwhal that's rescued, that was rescued in November in Jackson, Missouri.
Oh,
that cute little thing has a tail growing between his eyes.
Oh.
Well, Once the dog was rescued, he went viral.
Uh-huh.
Obviously. So many people made so many offers to the rescue. Huge offers to buy Narwhal that the rescue decided to keep him because they didn't want him to be exploited. Like, you can almost see someone spending a lot of money to then have the dogs, like, make it an Instagram star, you know, and not give it the life that the dog should have. So that's why they're keeping Narwhal.
That's so cute.
At the rescue in Jackson, Missouri. Stace, have you ever called to complain about a company?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't name them because we might be sponsored by them.
Right, yeah, no,
we are? Damn. How many phone calls would you make before usually your situation was resolved?
Three, maybe, at most.
Cool.
Very most.
Well, I have a new hero. Oh,
okay.
It's a man in Tokyo who was arrested for making 24,000 calls to complain about his phone contract.
Wow.
Yeah, 24,000 calls. He was upset because, quote, his phone was unable to pick up radio broadcasts. These are the quotes. And when he was on the phone, he would either insult the customer service person or demand that the representative visit him and apologize.
Personally?
Yeah.
Wow, all right.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's my hero. That's how you get something done. They arrested him.
What?
Yeah, they arrested him.
For?
Arrested for harassment.
Arrested?
I'm like, no, I think there's a problem with his phone contract. And he's just persistent. I don't think that's harassment.
Now we know what the limit of phone calls are until you get arrested.
Got it. So that company that always bothers me, I can call them 23,999 times.
But and you're good.
That's that 24,000th time. That's the worst. So this is the thing that we were talking about earlier. Scientists are saying that new research finds that after you die, you know that you died. Okay?
Okay.
So when you're dead, doctors proclaim that you're dead at the moment that your heart stops. Cardiac arrest, right? Mm-hmm. But after your heart stops, research finds that the cerebral cortex is active between 2 and 20 seconds after your heart stops beating. That's the part in your brain that interprets stuff.
Okay.
So you may actually hear the doctor say, call it, this patient is dead. Because your brain's still working.
Okay, mm-hmm. So they've figured out that you might.
There's still stuff going on in your brain. We got who?
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's why I was like, hold on.
I don't know for sure, but because of all the activity that's going on in your brain in that one specific spot for two to 20 seconds, they're saying that you may, quote, also feel death as it creeps through your body. I never want to die.
Oh. I don't know. That sounds kind of cool.
You're so metal.
Stacey Moody on Jordan Silver and Friends.
I got to learn how to start using my Audible audiobook credit before Audible starts suggesting books to me because this is painful.
Oh, God.
It is connected to my Amazon account.
Okay.
I don't know where it's getting some of these suggestions, but last time we did this, the suggestions last time from Audible
were mean.
These are broad and mean.
Oh, okay.
There's much more to these let's just go. Ready?
Okay, yep.
Okay, the first thing that Audible had suggested for me to download as an audiobook, How to Quit Smoking Marijuana.
First off, why would you want to?
Okay, second off, I don't smoke weed.
Oh, really?
Yes. I'm the idiot that calls 911.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like how it makes me feel. I get nervous and anxious and all this stuff. So, no, I don't smoke weed. So, thanks.
That book needs to be
burned. Wrong. Second suggestion from Audible. Something called Morningwood. Everybody loves a large chest. Look, it's like some fantasy sex book.
Ew, and it's like anime.
I know.
It's cartoons.
I didn't look at anything like that on my computer, I swear. Third thing.
A child's first book of Trump. Wow, you definitely need that one. Why?
You know what? Keep scrolling and reading these books.
Okay. It's a picture of a very wide smiling lady living the invisible disability.
Yeah.
What's the invisible disability?
I don't know.
The next one.
Mm-hmm.
Gay girl, good God. The story of who I was and who God has always been.
Audible? What the hell? That's These are suggestions that Audible is giving me for audiobooks to read this month before my credit expires in a couple days.
A field guide to murder and fly fishing. Question.
Yes.
Is it Are these two separate things, or is it murdering a fish, or are you murdering people or other animals? What?
I don't know. These are the books that Audible is suggesting for me to download, because I haven't used my credit yet.
From the mountain lakes of Colorado Rockies to the cobbled streets of Spain, this fascinating collection of short stories never disappoints.
I don't like fishing. I don't like fish. I'm from Maine, and I don't like fishing or fish. Oh. And I've also written all the other jokes about not liking fish or fish.
Woo.
This is the final book that they're suggesting.
Audible and Amazon totally get you. Like, this is the... This book was written for Jordan Silver.
It's the one I'm going to get, too. This is the one that I'm going to download. Just hit download on that book.
It's so creepily animated.
Yeah.
Stop yelling and love me more, please, Mom.
Yeah!
Jordan Silver on the Buzz.
How did you beat me at that logic quiz when that is what you're just getting? Why they're... Buzz fam. Stacey Mooder over here.
Mooder?
Stacey Mooder. First off, we were racking our brains to remember who played The Night the Buzz Stole Christmas last year. Wow.
Yeah.
So much stuff happened between then and now.
It was a year ago today.
Yeah. Oh, was it?
Uh-huh.
No way. And it the big headliner.
Stolen Colon, obviously, was there.
And
made
churches.
Its first appearance.
Churches.
As a Buzz employee.
Churches. I remember because I talked to Lauren, and she was so hard to understand with her accent through the phone. It was just like an awful interview, and it was live on air. Sorry, BuzzFam, about that. But as I was going through and looking at the BuzzFam and how they enjoyed the first night the Buzz Stole Christmas on Sunday, there were people that were saying that this is the beginning of their holiday season, the night the Buzz Stole Christmas happens.
It's officially Christmas in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And Stacey was wondering, you're like, oh, now I get it. And I was like, oh my God, please, Stacey, without even saying anything, I was like, please tell me that you're not you're now just understanding that the X's are for what number show it is. X Stole Christmas. XX is the second night on Thursday.
December 19th. And then there's three X's for night three because, it's the third night, the next night.
Mm.
Yeah, I just now realized that.
How did you beat me at this logic quiz then? I don't know what's going on here.
Honestly, I'm not sure.
Something's weird. Something's really weird. But we have our friends coming in from the bar. Better watch out.
We just
a couple seconds.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, I had to leave, unfortunately. Man, I saw so many videos. Buzz fam, thank God for taking the videos. I do feel like I was there getting to see K-Flay, but you have a K-Flay theory?
I have a conspiracy theory.
As you were there to see her perform.
She was amazing.
On Sunday.
And so she comes out, her band, I guess, all wearing white.
Mm-hmm.
She comes out wearing all white,
mm-hmm.
right? White top, t-shirt.
Yep.
Black, or white pants.
Mm-hmm.
She had boots on.
Okay.
Okay. So everything else, and the long black hair, everything else, she looked like Andrew WK. So okay. I text a couple people. I was like, is K-Flay trying to be or channeling her best Andrew WK? So then I was like, whoa, hold on a minute. Is the K and Andrew WK and K and K-Flay, are they related? So I texted my friend. I was like, dude, I think I just broke the fourth wall. I think I just stumbled upon something and it's happening. He then responds, K and K-Flay is Christine or Christina. That's her name.
Stace, when I left
Ruined.
You.
Ruined.
Stace, when I left you, you were at the Chandelier Bar. Is that where you spent the rest of the show?
Absolutely.
It smelled like weed up there.
It really did.
Real bad.
It really did.
That kind of gives you an excuse.
Yeah, it was definitely a high thought.
Yes.
See what she's up to when the show isn't on. Follow Jordan Silver on Instagram.
We are joined by Ed and Adam from Better Watch Out, the holiday-themed pop-up in North Kansas City. Your voices are familiar because you guys were here with Apparition. That was your thing.
Indeed. Happy Krampus Knocked, Jordan.
What?
Happy Krampus Knocked.
Krampus Night.
Knocked Eve. Yes, Krampus Knocked Eve.
What does that mean?
Just Krampus Night.
Well, I know who Krampus... Oh, okay, got it.
Here he comes. He's coming to...
beat you with a stick.
Yeah, yeah, Krampus.
Bad boys and girls.
Absolutely. Yes, exactly. Yeah, so tomorrow is Krampus Nacht, and we're going to be doing a huge celebration. So basically every culture has a beautiful tradition around the Yule season. And most of those are all about gathering together in the warmth and appreciating and being thankful for what we have.
I feel like you're setting me up.
I am. No. Yeah, it's going
okay,
that way.
Okay.
The Germans and a lot of the Icelandic cultures have Krampus, who is a demon who will emerge from hell and beat you if you are naughty with a big swatch and take your children away to hell. And so, of course, because humans are humans, we celebrate that. And that's a thing.
Is that a big thing? I better watch out.
That is going to be a thing.
I mean,
yeah.
We're not going to hit you with a switch.
Yeah, well, no, that will not occur. Yeah.
Are you stealing children, though?
There are no children allowed. No. Better watch out.
Very safe, actually.
Yeah.
50-50, the demon shows up.
Oh. Yeah. Well, and unfortunately, we are a large conglomeration of people who are on the naughty list, so it is probably likely that we are going to attract.
Listen, it's just like it's like seven sticks strung together. It's not going to hurt if he does show up.
Out of experience, it's fine. Like every year.
He's going to go everywhere in Iceland and then come to Better Watch Out in North Kansas City.
Very probable.
Just peep by.
Wow. So, again, this was Apparition before, and anybody that I went with said that it's so different now with Better Watch Out. How did you guys change up?
Well, we put an entire ice rink in there. That was a huge change. And a pro hockey team. Very cool. Very, very cool.
They're going to fight Krampus when he shows up. Yeah.
At least you have some defense. Yeah. He sounds scary as hell.
I mean, we pretty much, so I mean, the space itself was just an event space above the theater. So the idea behind Apparition was to turn like, to have like an actual like speakeasy style bar. And I always think speakeasies are very small and very quaint. And then I was like, let's make it more gothic and not like people, what they expect, which is just like a wall-to-wall spirit Halloween store, which we did like kind of the antithesis of.
Mm-hmm.
So to do the opposite of that with the Christmas bar and not to do what everyone else does with a Christmas bar is to do like what I would want in a Christmas bar, which I think is celebrating like, you know, the Gremlins, Die Hard, Nightmare Before Christmas, you know, all the horror films like Silent Night, Deadly Night, you know. All these like kind of fun characters and really relish in like, what if this is like kind of more of a dive bar-y type feel, even though it isn't, but it is. And you know,
it feels like the cool place to hang out where you can be yourself at a holiday family event.
But we ripped all those walls down that were in Apparition and we opened it up. You know, we have all these windows and stuff and the space is really nice. It overlooks the city.
It's kind of like punk rock Christmas almost.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The music that you guys are playing.
It's all pop punk mostly.
Yeah.
And then the NSYNC Christmas album, because why? I mean, I think that's most punk thing in there.
I knew that you would like that.
Yeah.
What are some of the decorations? Like, where did you find them, Adam? Because you were the one that was out looking for these things.
Well, Edward sourced my big, I need you to find this very specific thing. He's like, all right, be right back. And he would
first name basis with almost every thrift store person in Kansas City.
Oh, God, Ed's coming. Close the door.
Hold the door.
Yes. And then it was like, you know, there's not a lot of evil Christmas stuff. So it was like a lot of the stuff we had to actually create ourselves, I would have to create, and it would be like, let's take an old painting and like Mod Podge a gremlin into it and see if anybody notices. And the amount of people who don't notice is actually kind of incredible. It's just like, oh, that just looks like an old painting or an old photo. And it's like, now it has Santa hats on it.
Right.
And then, it was like, let's, you know, have snowflakes hang from the ceiling, but not just any snowflake. Let's make them look a little evil. So we had a local artist design those evil snowflakes.
They're definitely like very Lovecraftian, like they're the exact sort of like twisted snowflakes.
Absolutely.
Everything's like fairly subtle except for the Hail Santa sign.
Yes. Yes.
Except for that, which wasn't there when you were there, but it is prominently there now, I promise.
I can't even say the other sign that was on.
My favorite was the two candy canes.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What did it say before you changed it?
It said joy.
Now it says...
Hey,
F off. 300,
okay, thank you. $325,000, you say that wrong. It's an all-new drink menu as well.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit more about that.
It is, yeah, and it's largely birthed by Adam here. We also coordinated with a bunch of different people in the area. A bunch of our favorite like distilleries chipped in and kind of helped us come up with our specials that we're rotating. And then there's about nine cocktails that Adam here designed. My favorite, of course, being the Krampus juice.
Mm-hmm.
Which is just Krampus blood, let's be honest. Which is like kind of, Krampus juice is just like our take on a mulled wine. And it's very traditional, seasonal, you know, hot wine beverage base, which basically just take wine and add brandy and some spices into it and cook it on low for a while. And then, so you're just drinking even more, you know, like if wine wasn't enough alcohol for you, let's put some brandy in it.
I had one of those. I'm really glad I didn't drive.
Yeah.
The cream and the cranberries are there. Just delicious, like little alcoholic cranberries are incredible too.
So events going on at Better Watch Out. What do you guys have planned?
Awesome. Okay. So we have, of course, as previously mentioned, Krampus Nacht tomorrow, which I'm very excited about. We're going to have a Krampus costume contest, the exchange of Krampus cardigans. That's going to be ridiculous. And then on Friday the 13th, which is a particularly scary day before Christmas,
it's also Taylor Swift's birthday. Sorry,
it's what?
Taylor Swift's birthday.
Oh,
who's on your naughty list?
I cheated her arms to be there, and we're not backing down.
All right,
on that.
I apologize. Okay. I interrupted you.
It's all right. I
on the 13th.
It. Yeah. Yes. So we're going to be having a Nightmare Before Christmas party. We're going all out for that. It's going to be fun again. You know, emphasizing, you know, just celebrating and enjoying that. And then of course, you couldn't be a holiday pop up without a really fun Bad Santa. So on the 21st, we are going to be doing a Bad Santa photo shoot.
Oh,
so if you want to come and get your pictures taken with Santa.
You know, photos with Santa aren't just for kids anymore. It's for all adults, right? As long as it's a bad Santa. Oh. I mean, no one wants to, like, get a photo with a real Santa.
Are you going to be Santa?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
We're right now sourcing someone who will look as much like what's the guy who played Bad Santa?
Billy Bob Thornton.
Bob Thornton. So if Billy Bob Thornton is watching,
I think he's probably available.
You know, we're spitballing like $50 for a night, Billy. You know, I'm sure you come on down.
Any lookalike gets 25. Billy Bob gets 50
Billy
a
Bob?
Night.
No.
Yeah. Yes. Wow. That sounds amazing. And then your schedule and everything up on your Facebook page, facebook.com/betterwatchoutbar. And then the Krampus event that you're having tomorrow. A little bit more about that.
Okay, so so of course tonight is Krampus Nacht Eve, and Krampus Nacht is of course the eve of Saint Nicholas Day. So it is actually, I was mentioned, a big tradition in Germany, and it's sort of migrated to the U.S. as this way to celebrate a different side of the Yule season.
People in America are horny for it because it's like a bad guy.
Literally horns.
There's not very many bad guys on Christmas.
Horn. Yeah. Oh my God! Because Adam, you've been going through the Yule. Lads,
the Yule Lads are all you need. Everyone should be really talking about the Yule Lads, which are 13 little. I would say it's like probably where the seven dwarves in Snow White came from. No Snow White though in this story. It's just 13 little Icelandic. I wouldn't even call them demons. There's so much as just like nuances or nuisances. Sorry, there's the pot scraper. Guess what he does?
Great pots.
And then he licks them, of course. There's also the bowl licker, so don't be confused with the two, because that guy just licks bowls.
Bowl, B-O-W-L?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool.
The door slammer?
The Midwestern accent, I can never know. The door slammer?
Door slammer. He's going to slam all the doors and be very annoying. There's the window peeper. He's just a peeping Tom. He's the worst of them all.
Right.
Door sniffer, big nose. All he does is go...
He's a cokehead?
Yeah, he was. Now he's just got like a deviated septum.
Got it.
And then there's the meat hook guy. All he does is take the meat on the hooks that you leave, obviously. We forgot the rack of lamb I left on the hook last night.
Right,
now it's gone. Oh, meat hook guy. Then the candle bagger. He's just looking for some candles because they were very popular, you know, back in the day. Now I don't know.
They are like Bed Bath & Beyond. Has to specifically ward for the candle bagger. It's a big thing.
And don't forget the sausage swiper.
Swiper, no swiping.
Different than the meat hook guy. This guy's just swiping the sausage. Anyways, these are all there's a couple others, but they're the Yule Lads.
Adam, I feel like you could teach a master class on the Yule Lads. And that is something that you can kind of learn when you go to Better Watch Out.
Show up and ask me about the sausage swiper.
Just ask strangers in general about the sausage swiper. That conversation can't be boring.
Oh my God. So how has it been? It's been a week that you guys have been
so
open.
So much fun. Better Watch Out. My gosh. It has been absolutely crazy so far. I mean, obviously, we kicked off this Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
It's been really fun because, like Adam mentioned, we opened up the space. So it feels like this Christmas party. There's
Would you say it feels
there.
Like a professional hockey team could play in there? Because it looks like they could.
I mean,
door scratcher could hang out there at night.
The door scratcher definitely hangs out there at night. Like, I know that's what's going on.
So it's like a slow...
Yule Lads 2000 or whatever is going to be this movie. It's coming out.
My $100 million budget movie.
Yeah.
Starring Bruce Willis as the sausage swiper.
Yeah.
Well,
But yeah, like we were mentioning there, yeah, it's open now. It's got that warm feel. You've got like couches and furniture kind of set up the whole place. It still does have that little apparition twist because, as we mentioned, we really can't get too jolly. Personally, we're always watching horror movies around the holidays. I think all three of us are. So it's really, I think that it's been super fun. Everyone has told us so far that they like it.
Oh, yeah.
But also when they know that you're the owner, they don't tell you negative things usually.
No, it's great. Yeah. It's a fun place to hang out. Like, it's comfortable, you know? Like you guys said, it's kind of like a punk rock-ish place. I've been to some of the other Christmas-themed bars as well. You know, those are just very Christmas, right? Like corporate feeling.
Yeah. And they're swell. They're swell. Yeah. Like we love it, but we are like literally alternative to that.
Right.
Like it's like we are, there is nothing Hallmark. Like when you get in there, you know, Hallmark doesn't make Krampus cards, by the way. I've been looking it up. So, you
listen,
know.
Our Santa Claus has an axe.
And literal claws.
I think we might be the only place that has a real chimney, too. I don't know if that's true. I've never been to that one. But we have a chimney, and Santa's coming down with an axe.
Better watch out. Our Santa has an axe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That needs to be.
That's all of our catch lines. Menu of misfit cocktails. Bar for everyone not on the nice list. Our Santa has an axe.
Merry Axmas, baby.
Oh, man. Yeah. Okay, if you want to check out the schedule, facebook.com/betterwatchoutbar. Going to be open until last day of the month?
Yep, to 31st.
All right. Okay, cool. Thank you guys so much for coming in. Ed and Adam from Better Watch Out, North Kansas City, holiday-themed pop-up bar. And now you guys play punk rock music while you're there. So this is like the most perfect.
Perfect.
Perfect yeah. one yeah. for us. This is like what it would sound like if you were there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just do some like door scratching and stuff.
You would have more alcohol on you. Yeah, yeah.
door scratching. Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks for downloading the podcast and hanging out with us today. If you want to see what's going on when the show's not on air, follow Jordan Silver on Instagram. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. That's J-O-R-D-I-N Silver.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.